in many ways, the story of the Kedusha of every Jew is one of the most important features of the Avodah of Sukkos. But that Avodah already started from the first moments of Yom HaKippurim. What is Kol Nidrei all about? We start off Kol Nidrei with a convocation of the Beis Din Shelmata and the Beis Din Shelmala. Hare Anu Matirin Lehispalel Imar Vayonim. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to allow any inappropriate Nedarim and Haramim that were placed against a Jew and didn't allow us to daven with him because of what seemed a chisaron in his pnimius chas v'chalila, or chas v'chalila, an our mistake in his chitzonius. The Gemara increases, the Avov says that these great days, Yom HaKippurim and Sukkos, Yom HaKippurim can't start without all of Klal Yisrael. Even the Poshe Yisrael, even those who seem to be the sinners of Klal Yisrael, Anu Matirin, we cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're coming with all of Klal Yisrael. Just like the Dalet Minim, the famous Medrash, that the Arava corresponds to Rishayim, and the Hadassim correspond to Tzadikim, we take them all together. And on that, on Kol Nidrei night, after we were Matir, those Nedarim, maybe others as well, but it's clear that's the primary theme based on that Gemara in Krisus. We say, Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu lazman hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for bringing us for this day of Kedusha and Tahara, which is impossible to have if we don't join the Kedusha of every Jew together. This is the theme of Sukkos. Zok deheiligit feresh shleima. The Gemara in Sukkah, Lamed Aleph, Amen Aleph, tells us, Reb Yehuda Omer Yogdenu Milimala, we tie the minim from above. If the lulav is fraying, if the other minim are fraying, you tie them from above. Says the Tver Shleima, Hanira l'ramo is bizeh, Tine kvar mevuar b'mitzvahs dalin minim halalu, Haroim zim al b'chinas b'nei Yisrael. It refers to all of Klal Yisrael. Yesh b'em tam v'reach, there's some who have a good taste and a good smell. V'yesh yesh b'em tam v'lo reach. The responsibility is to join them together. Maybe we could add milamala, that a person takes it from above, not from below, not looking for the lowest points, looking for their chesronos, but from above. Being able to hover above all of the machlokios, being able to hover above all of other people's shortcomings. Continues the Tver Shleima, Ve'emim Mayitim B'yomtif. That literally means we don't remove the berries on the Hadassim and Yomtif. He says beautifully, Ratzalomar B'yomtoiva, Ein L'stak El Miut Maisei Adam. You don't look at their shortcomings on Yomtif. Ve'emim Mayitim B'yomtif. Take them the way they are, imperfect as they are. Rakla Egod Kulam Yachadim Atzadikim, bring them together with the Tzadikim. Tver Shlomo concludes this piece with a beautiful raya for the ultimate expression of Simcha. Misha Lora Simcha Space Hashoeva, Lora Simcha Simcha Biyamav. Whoever didn't see a Simcha Space Hashoeva, he never saw what joy was. The Yerushalmi says that not only did Klal Yisrael experience joy, but they didn't even sleep. Lora'inu Shena Beinenu. They didn't even fall asleep. It was so exciting. But what would they do? The Gemara in Sukkah Nun Gimel Amud Aleph says, Have mikasvi ha'adodi. They would lean on each other. Says the Rebbe, Lo re'inu sheina v'chisar nishtanis kol echad v'echad eitzel chaveira. Rak tishahaya chas v'chalila echad noifel b'daitai. When someone would begin to fall, v'holech b'merius al miyat hasaga b'avodas habore. And they began to feel bad about their avodas Hashem, Oshum dagas olam hazeh, havi mikasvi adodi kol echad soimich al chaveiro. Each one would lean on his friend. This is the koyach of Klal Yisrael. This is the soid of the Dalet Minim. This is the secret of the Simchas Beis Hashoeva. The highlight of the Jewish calendar is the Lefnei Hashem, the Lefnei Hashem of Yom HaKippurim, Lefnei Hashem Titaru, whose definition requires all of Klal Yisrael to come together. In fact, Rav Soloveitchik was masbir that the bracha that we make on Yom HaKippurim, Melech Malech Al Avoyneseinu V'Avoyneis Kol Amo Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives our sins and the sins of all of Klal Yisrael. How could the Seir, Yom HaKippurim, be mechaper without tshuva? The answer is it was a carbon tzibur. It's the averos of the tzibur that it's mechaper on. The only thing that's not mechaper on are averos that a person removes himself from the tzibur. He removes himself from Klal Yisrael. Averos of kares and chayve mises bezdin, then he's removed himself from Klal Yisrael. But all other Jews, the ones who are greater and the ones who are less, who have a connection, who have a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, even though they have shortcomings, that Yom HaKippurim is mechaper on. Is there a guarantee they'll be mechaper on their Averis Chas V'Chalila of Chilul Shabbos, Averis Chamuros, that they did B'Shogeg, and others? Maybe not. But they're connected to Klal Yisrael, and therefore they're Zoche for that Kapara. That is Lefnei Hashem Titaru, which goes into Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. The Tanai of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the whole lesson of Yogdenu, Lulav Tzarech Eged, the tying together of the Dalet Minim, is the idea that we could be Mekasvi HaAdodi, that Klal Yisrael leans on each other. And if we don't have each other to lean on, then Chas V'Chalila, we will fall. And Rabosai, you never know who you're going to need to lean on. Let me share with you a continuation of a story that I've mentioned in 10-Minute Musar. This is the story of the Kedusha of every Jew, and is the story of how Klal Yisrael continues to lean on each other, which is the ultimate entire zchus of our kiyum. I mentioned in the 10-Minute Musar a few weeks ago that my brother-in-law, Reb Meir Baruch Hashem, had a tremendous miracle. His life was saved after beginning to have a heart attack on a plane, when the plane to this day, seemingly no reason, landed in Greece. But there's another part to the story, which is not a story of Musar, but it's a story of Kedusha. My brother-in-law and I, Avrami, went to Greece immediately after we heard about the news. And all we knew is we were coming to Greece looking for Sis Magnolia Hospital. We got out of the train. Little did we know that in that area of Greece, there are virtually no Jews. If I'm not mistaken, the Nazis killed 96% of the Jews of Greece. And we were on our own for a few days, witnessed the miracle recovery of our brother, and to somehow make it on our own in those next few days. My wife teased me afterwards that I had overpacked about 5-10 svarim. I was lugging this big suitcase, and we got out of the train station after we had arrived at the airport. Of course, the train runs into the airport. We got off at the appropriate stop, which was about 4 miles away from the hospital. That was the closest stop to this hospital. And we walked out of a train station. About 10 seconds as we were deciding whether to turn right or left, a woman whose name is Josepha, whose life story is a tremendous lesson of the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, pulled up. She's the only Jewish-affiliated person in about a 15-minute radius by car. And there she was, the moment that we had come out of the train station. She said she would have been less surprised if she had seen two Native Americans walking out with headdresses. Two yarmulkes, that was something that she had never dreamed of seeing in Greece. Josepha is from the former Soviet Union, came to Israel, escaping the anti-Semitism of the Soviet Union, if I'm not mistaken, in the 70s. She lived in Israel for 20 years, and then she moved on to Greece, where she works for Dell. She speaks many languages, and her daughters speak even more. From the moment that she picked us up for the next 5 days, she made sure that we had everything that we need. She insisted on Shabbos walking us in both directions twice, so the 4 or 5 miles to and from the hospital and to back and forth to our hotel, simply because she knew that she was a Jew and that we were Jews as well, and that we were connected with a bond that was something that was very, very deep. Having mikasvi ahadadi, they would lean on each other. Key to Klal Yisrael, the key to Klal Yisrael is the ability to be mechaber, to join together at every part. Yogdenu milimala. Kadosh Baruch Hu has put it, one could argue, in our DNA, and even if not in our DNA, He has put it in the history of the Jewish people that we are stuck together, how we deal with being stuck together, how we are ma'aged ourselves, is the key to the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. Josefa told me that her mother was never told her that she was Jewish. Her mother had a tenuous job as a teacher in communist Russia in, I would say, the 50s. It would be known that she was Jewish. There was a tremendous amount of anti-Semitism based on quotas, how many Jews could be teachers, and she never heard that that she was Jewish. How did she find it out? Somehow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that the Jews, in one of the greatest galuyos, one of the greatest exiles of the history of Klal Yisrael, the galus of communism, where communism almost entirely eradicated any semblance of Jewish behavior and Jewish practice, but the pintle yid, deep down, the notion that there's something special and something unique and different of a Jew, something that they themselves couldn't even eradicate. She said when she was about 5 or 6 years old, the teacher didn't think when she was in kindergarten that any of the children knew how to read. The teacher was filling out a roster of all the children. And the communists, hypocritically, kept track of the nationalities and religions of all the people in their massive empire. And therefore, she saw by one girl, let's say Muslim, Moldavian, Russian, Ukrainian, Uzbekistani, and by her they wrote Ivreish. She went home and she asked her mother, what does it mean? What does it mean that I'm an Ivreish? And her mother said, never ask me that question again. I can't discuss it with you. From that moment, it was seared into Josepha's psyche. There's something different about her. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had planted the strangest of seeds that the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael would continue to march on. She didn't understand why or for what, but she knew that family members had been sent to Siberia simply because they wanted to help Jews go to Palestine. There's something about the Ivreish helping others for a unique mission. Next part of the story is actually a tragic one. Ultimately, she saw that Klal Yisrael's Mesiras Nefesh to coming to Eretz Yisrael, something that they couldn't even articulate, the Jews in communist Russia at the time, because they barely knew anything, she came. Unfortunately, we as a nation came up short. She said it in her experience in Israel, unfortunately, there was minimal interaction with religious Jews. And in the environment that she lived, religious life just seemed to be an impediment on enjoying your only day off. There are no buses on Saturday, no buses on Shabbat. And eventually, after not finding a lot of meaning, she went to find a better job in Greece with also an even better educational system. But Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker, the eternity of every Jew doesn't lie. Even though the emes of Torah and mitzvot did not find its way to her in Arzenu HaKdosha, but somehow in the far-flung corner of Yavan, because the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zechreinu Levracha believed that every Jew, wherever they may be, deserves a fair chance, no matter what card HaKadosh Baruch Hu has dealt them, the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zechreinu Levracha, over to his shluchim, in this case, the Rav in Athens, Rav Mendel, that we have to give every Jew, Basheru Sham, the opportunity to see the beauty of Avodas Hashem. And so she began to learn. In Greece, where there isn't a lot of Torah learning opportunities, even the smallest thing, even references that those who've grown up in an observant background would find almost comical, become very, very powerful images. Josepha told me that in The Fiddler of the Roof, the description of Tuvia, of his desire to speak wisdom with the rabbis who sit up on the Mizrach, that became an ideal for her. Somehow the yarmulke and a beard represented, as she began to learn, far away from Eretz Yisrael, in no other place than Yavan, somehow, through the koach of the Rebbe Zechron Levracha, the emes, that the ultimate wisdom is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, began to penetrate her heart. And considering all the tensions here in Israel today, The fact that a woman like this could say to me that you're a very lucky man, that you're able to sit with students, study a beautiful wisdom, is a testimony to the tremendous Kedusha that every Jew has deep inside. And Sukkot tells us that we have to remember it and rejoice in it. L'kasvi ha'adodi, anu matirin l'hispalel im harvayonim, l'chaber u'la'aged, to join all the different parts of Klal Yisrael together. Isham shoyev in Ruach HaKodesh. The Ruach Kedusha of Klal Yisrael comes from that. The ability to see in every Jew there is a tremendous amount of Kedusha. So Rabbosai, I call out to all of us who are luckier, who see another Jew more often than we see an Indian tribal chief. For those people who have become come to take for granted She'anu Kasviya Adadi, for people who have begun to take for granted the importance of every single Jew, whether they're observant or whether they're not, and the Yom Tov of Sukkot, where the whole Avoida is to be Mitztaref, all parts in Avodas Hashem, to take Achila and Shtia and put it into the Sukkah, Toch Kanfei Ashchina, that's the ultimate Simcha, it's Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, than to take Kal v'chomer, the things that are most important, and that is our fellow brethren and sisters, and bring them to Kanfei Hashchina as well. Milamala v'lo milamata. From above and not from below. Ein mema'atim b'yom tov. We don't focus on picking away at them on Yom Tov, but rather we focus on being ma'aged all of Klal Yisrael together. Bezer Hashem, we should be zeicha to be misameach lefnei Hashem lekechem, and to see the true simchas beis hashoeva, kishikasvi ha'adodi, as we lean on each other, as we're mechaber each other, then all of Klal Yisrael will unite, Bezer Hashem, in the Beis Hamikdash, from Heir of Yameinu.